Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. As Thanksgiving approaches, food pantries across the state are seeing an increase in need. That includes pantries at college campuses in the Central Valley. Here's KVPR's Joshua Yeager with more.
Caitlin Diaz, a Bakersfield College sophomore, often faces a difficult choice: eating or education. But she says it's a simple decision.
If I had to choose my education just to get me forward in life, well, then I'll choose it.
Between inflation and sky-high gas prices, Diaz says she's had to cut back on expenses, sometimes even skipping meals, so she can afford the 50-mile commute from her Porterville home. Thanksgiving, a holiday centered around feasting, is a stark reminder of the need she faces on a daily basis.
Usually when I'm hungry and like I have work to do, I just try to like put off like the growling noises that my stomach makes.
Bakersfield College's food pantry is shielding Diaz and other students from going without this holiday. Diaz ended up winning a turkey in a raffle. Even still, everyday items are running low amid high demand this holiday season. Alan Eusebia, also a sophomore, rummages through what's left of the canned foods.
Thanks to the pantry, I don't need to buy that many items at the grocery store these days. The only problem is that sometimes, like, since these items are in high demand, a lot of times they run out.
These students' stories aren't unique, says Caroline Danielson, a researcher with the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California.
It's not just an anecdote, not just limited to a high inflation period like now, where it may be exacerbated, but it's a longstanding issue for California students.
A recent state law requires college campuses to direct students to CalFresh and other benefits. Danielson says it's one of the most effective tools for combating student hunger. For the California Report, I'm Joshua Yeager in Bakersfield.
For the second time this year, state officials are delaying the start of commercial Dungeness crab fishing along California's coast. KQED's Laura Clivens explains why.
Crab traps use long ropes, which can entangle and kill migrating humpback whales. And several whales have recently been spotted off of California's coast, from Sonoma County on down. Catherine Kilduff is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity.
By delaying the season, this allows time for the whales to migrate back to Central America or Mexico, where they will reproduce in warmer waters.
In the northern part of the state, crab fishing is delayed due to low crab meat quality. Basically, the crabs need to put on more weight. This is the fourth year in a row that the season has been pushed back. Recreational crab fishing is allowed, with limits on the type of gear used. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.
Tomorrow, millions of Californians will sit down to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal. And all of that food preparation will also create a lot of potential food waste, from turkey bones to vegetable peelings. But the gases that are released from food waste that's trucked to landfills is a big contributor to climate change. So, how can you enjoy Thanksgiving dinner while also protecting the environment? I talked about that with Rachel Maki Wagner, the director of Cal Recycle, the state's recycling agency. She was so eager to talk about the topic, she interrupted her Thanksgiving vacation.
So in California, we throw away about 1.8 billion still edible meals every year. That's a really hard number to get your head around, but what that really means is that each California family of four is throwing away around $1,500 worth of food every year. So it is a lot of food that is still very much fresh and edible.
When it comes to the Thanksgiving meal, and particularly what happens after the Thanksgiving meal and in preparation for the Thanksgiving meal, what do you suggest people do?
Well, I think if we all just think a little bit in advance about when we go to the grocery store, what do we truly need to do and make that shopping list so that we can decrease the amount of waste overall? But as we're doing our food prep, there are a couple of key things that we can do that will reduce our overall waste and are real opportunities for us. So I was talking to my parents, who I am spending the holidays with, and we were talking about some of the things that we do in our house. And as we are getting our stuffing ready and our vegetables ready, the leftover little bits of carrots and celery and onion that we have, we put those in a container in the freezer. And later I can either make vegetable broth or add it with the other thing we like to do, which is taking our turkey bones and putting it in a big stock pot once we've got the turkey off of it. And we make turkey stock. And then all of those things can be frozen and used later. The other thing we love to do, which, you know, when you have leftovers on that table after the holiday, you look at that big bowl of stuffing and mashed potatoes and that leftover turkey. We all have our favorite recipes for right after Thanksgiving. But if you have a lot left over, you can put it in freezer safe containers and save it for a couple of months. And in our household, it's like winning the lottery when in January I can pull out most of a Thanksgiving meal. And we can reminisce about that beautiful meal and have another Thanksgiving in January.
And how about for those people who aren't going to do those things? They're just going to want to throw away extra food or their food scraps. How should they do that?
I am an advocate of getting as much out of the garbage can as possible. So for our turkey bones, for our carrot tops and the leftovers that aren't still edible, we want you to go ahead and put those in your green bin. Most California jurisdictions now have green waste collection programs where we want your food in that green waste bin instead of your trash bin so that we can send it off to a compost facility or an anaerobic digestion facility and recycle it.
All right. That is Rachel Maki Wagner, the director of Cal Recycle, the state's recycling agency. Thank you so much for joining us on the California Report. And more importantly, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You too. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. And everybody, I hope you're very, very safe.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, November 23rd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Paint Care. Now with 834 drop-off sites in California where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Ocean Institute. Coming this fall, the launch of research vessel Falkor 2, advancing the frontiers of ocean science and exploration on the web at schmidtocean.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.